Jess in with you this morning. We're catching up with Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson, who joins me in the studio after quite a lot of money has gone to Upper Hunter Shire Council to fix some bridges that are definitely in need of replacement and some upgrade works. Michael, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you, Jessica. And yes, in fact, under the Fixing Country Bridges program, which is an initiative of the Nationals in government in New South Wales, $28 million is actually going around the shires around the Upper Hunter electorate, and the Upper Hunter Shire itself is getting $6.6 million to replace 14 bridges. And to put that into some sort of context, I was having a chat the other day, and when I first started as a councillor on the Upper Hunter Shire Council in 2008, there were 32 timber bridges that needed to either be maintained and or replaced. With this 14 done and councils have 2 years to do them, there'll be two left. And, you know, that's an enormous achievement, being able to replace those costly maintenance bridges. Therefore, it saves the ratepayer a lot of money. It makes it safer for crossings through flood periods. It's easier for farmers to get their product to market.
Yes.
There's a whole range of benefits that are there, and, you know, you think you're never going to be able to do it, but, you know, you keep plugging away and able to come up with these sorts of initiatives to be able to help councils and, importantly, ratepayers out, and it's a good feeling. It's a wonderful feeling.
It's fantastic, and we saw Omerdale Brook Bridge opened officially on Saturday as well, which is a project that's been a long time in the making.
Yes, it has, and that came under, I think that was about $1.9 million all up, and council had a contribution as well as the state government in that, and it's a wider bridge, it's a stronger bridge, it's going to definitely make life a lot safer and stronger in that particular area. And as with all of these events, it was a great community event at Tilsa's there next to the bridge, and I'm not sure how many people turned up. I'm guessing it was probably 30 or 40 people.
Oh, that's great.
And there were, you know, one lady there, for example, she was there with her mother, and she was carried across the original timber bridge 60-odd years ago.
Oh, there you go.
As a two-week-old baby. Oh. So then, of course, they're there for the opening of the new bridge. So, you know, people, the locals have seen it all come and go, and they were very, very happy with the bridge that's now there, which is a terrific bridge. It's a fantastic bridge, and it'll last well in excess of 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. It is fantastic because, as you said, with the more than $6 million going up Hunter Shire Council, fixing these bridges benefits the locals, it benefits transporting goods and cattle and all of that sort of stuff, and makes it safer for us to be driving on as well.
That's right. And it's all about making sure that we have a safer, stronger area in our regional New South Wales and rural New South Wales. It's all about being safer and stronger, and you know, you've got to put that investment in, and I think it's a fantastic investment, long-term investment on behalf of the taxpayer for our community.
Exactly. And lastly, there are some locals in Merriwar and Cassilis who are a bit upset about some transmission lines that are going to be put in by Transgrid for a project for an upgrade to the grid. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, well, I received a briefing, I think it was around the same time that residents received an initial brief late last year, and it was a high-level brief saying that these are the plans. There was no detail about where it was going to go in terms of right. What property and all those sorts of – it was very much a high-level brief. And, of course, Transgrid over the last week or so have been going around communities from the Central West through to Merriwar, giving a lot more detail, and there seems to have been a fair degree of concern raised. And what I've asked people to do in Merriwar and Cassilis is, if you've got any concerns whatsoever, then please email my office at upperhunter@parliament.nsw.gov.au. Tell me what your concerns are. Please also indicate in that email whether or not you're happy for me to pass on your details to Transgrid and or any relevant government department, and we will expedite a response, a detailed response for you. Having said that, I have been in discussions with department staff and ministerial staff on this particular issue late last week, and I have suggested that where possible, we should be using public land. And in my view to the minister's office was that if it's good enough for private landowners to have these things across their paddocks, then it's good enough to put it in a national park as well, which not far away in the Goulburn River National Park is a transmission line already.
Yeah. Well, make sure you do get in touch with Michael's office. We'll put those details at our website for you. Michael, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
No problem. Have a great week.